Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Right now it is high noon on a Friday, so that means we're bringing in super friend of the show. He is Brian Anderson. You know him and love him as a former baseball pitcher here in the city of Cleveland, which is an easy way of getting around saying former Cleveland Indian, and now he is a color analyst for the Tampa Bay Rays, and he is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What's up, BA?
Not much. Just in sunny Baltimore, ready to play the Orioles, and I did not realize that the Preakness was in town, so it's kind of jumping down here in the Inner Harbor.
Nice.
That makes it kind of fun, though, doesn't it? I mean, otherwise, that can be a pretty boring place to be, right?
Interesting is, and we're going to pay for this down the road. I haven't had the guts to look at the schedule, you know, too far out, but this is just a one city trip for us. You know, we had the long three city West Coast trip. We were home for a week and then we flew up yesterday. We play over the weekend. We fly right back to Tampa and we're there for a week. And interestingly enough, then we fly to Texas to play the Rangers for four games and then right back to Tampa. So when you have back-to-back one city trips, there's going to be some payment made down the way. So we're going to have some three city 11 game trips, I guess, coming up in the second half of the season. But yeah, it does make it a lot more exciting. And I think that the high tomorrow, it's supposed to start getting really hot here. And tomorrow, I think it's going to be 96, 97 with a heat index of over 100. Ooh. So it's going to be a smoking hot day for that race.
BA, you're going to see Camden Yards.
Yes.
For my money, still the coolest park in Major League Baseball, followed closely by a Progressive Field of the ones I've seen. I like Progressive Field a ton. But Camden is still really cool to me.
Do you like, yeah.
As a player, and now as a broadcaster, but especially as a player, did you get into playing in a cool park? Did that make any difference at all?
Oh, yeah. No, you enjoyed going to the really cool ballparks, no question about it. You know, even when I was with Arizona, when we would go and play Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, you know, those were the old cookie cutters built in the 70s, you know, AstroTurf, perfect circles. There was just zero atmosphere to those buildings. And, yeah, I mean, you noticed it when you walked in. You're like, this is just, I mean, we're playing Major League Baseball, and that's unbelievably exciting in and of itself. But these venues, not very good. On the other hand, you go to Camden Yards, you go to some of these really cool ballparks. You know, I can remember as an Angel coming back into Cleveland, you know, to play there and getting a chance to go down on that field. It was, you definitely get pumped up. And I'm actually really excited. I've seen it on TV and I've seen it in highlights, but I'm excited to see in person what they've done to Camden Yards out in left field. Doesn't seem like many hitters, the vast majority being right-handed, do not like it too much because there were, you know, that was always a bandbox. You know,
right.
In left center field at Camden Yards, it was on the wall listed at 364 feet. And even that, you're like, I don't even know if it's 364. I mean, that may be closer to 354. It was so short. So that portion of the wall, they've moved back in some places 30 feet, and, you know, the wall was always short, too. And so they raised the wall that was 6 feet tall to 12 feet and then pushed it back 30 feet. So that's a significant difference, and it is going to completely change the scope of this park. And you wander down the road, kind of like Juan Gonzalez did with the Detroit Tigers. You know, if you're going after a right-handed power hitter, as a free agent, does he really want to come here? Because I'm hearing that that it's it's such a significant difference that even the Oriole hitters like Trey Mancini.
Yeah, I was just going to say,
can't
BA.
Stand it.
I read something where Trey just bashed it.
Yeah, and when a home team's doing that, your hometown player, you know, one of your fan favorites is saying this is a joke. Now, granted, he's been used to, you know, a really short porch out there, so I wouldn't expect him to like it, but for him to go public like that, he must really not like it.
It kind of feels like, I mean, just in looking at the pictures, doesn't it feel a little bit like, I don't want to say Boston, but there's a little bit that real short area down the line. I don't know. Just looking at it and comparing it, what do you think there?
You know what? I haven't seen it. Yeah. I can't wait to see it, in person. Now, New York is huge out in left field. You know, left center field in Yankee Stadium is $399. So it's a poke to get it out of there. But obviously, it's short down the line. And then right field at Yankee Stadium is a joke. I got a kick out of Chris Woodward saying, you know, calling it a little league ballpark because, I mean, that right field porch is a joke. I mean, it's a joke how you can just flip balls out of there. And these Yankee hitters, you know, they've got swings that are built for it. So
right.
They make it work for them for sure. But yeah, I'm anxious to see it and to see how stark the difference is. It looks pretty, you know, big on TV. I would imagine that being in the ballpark, being in the press box or even down on the field, you're going to say, wow, this has a completely different feel to that side of the field here at Camden.
All right, a little bit of an off-the-wall question here, just because I'm thinking about Deshaun Watson taking the offense to the Bahamas this week. Did you hear that story, by the way?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
Are you taking all your broadcast friends to the Bahamas?
Have you ever had to do, I'll take broadcasting too, but at Wright State or when you were in the, did you ever have to do, I can't see baseball doing a retreat like that, like trying to get the guys together to make sure on the same page, because I don't know that it really matters that much in baseball. Were you ever a part of anything like that? Like, I could see the Indians doing some kind of psychological group stuff in the off season. Help me.
Listen, they all do that nowadays with the sleep coach and the biomechanist. And I mean, they've got all sorts of different people that are on payroll now. So I wouldn't put it past any of these teams to have a little kumbaya session in the off season, no doubt. But no, I was never a part of that unless it was a few teammates, you know, going on vacation somewhere or, you know, heading out for a roadie for, you know, a long weekend. But
right.
nothing formal and nothing involving team building.
So what do you think about that with the Browns and Deshaun taking the offense, though, to the Bahamas?
Well, yeah, that's fine. I mean, you know, it's listen, we obviously know that with Deshaun Watson coming in that there are a lot of, I'm sure, questions. There's a lot of questions around the league. There's a lot of questions around the team. There's a lot of unknowns. And all of his teammates probably wonder to some degree or another what's going on here. You know, what is the truth? What's going to happen? You know, and so this is an opportunity for the people that he's going to spend the most direct time with and the guys that he's going to be in the huddle with and directing and leading to kind of get together and get to know each other away from the city that you play in. You know, just get out of the country and go down there and spend some time together and, you know, and get to know each other, start the bond building process. I think that in this case, you know, I think in any case that's good. I mean, that, you know, Tom Brady was doing that down in Tampa when he, you know, came to the Buccaneers, bringing his guys in to get to know him because he knew that he's going to have to hit the ground running. And we don't have a whole lot of time to get to know each other once camp starts. So I think in any situation, it's a good idea. I think specifically in this situation, it becomes a great idea because of all the uncertainty around the around Deshaun and the organization.
While we're talking football, Nick Saban, Jimbo Fisher, who wins in a fight?
Pay-per-view. Wow, I would think probably Jimbo. I think Jimbo may have a size advantage, and he certainly has an anger advantage right now, too.
The age advantage, too?
There's that, too. Yeah.
That 14 or 16 years is a little bit of a difference.
No, you know, here's the interesting thing, and this is where I think anybody that had the ability to think ahead, you knew once you put the NIL, in theory was an idea of, hey, they're making money off my jersey, and I've been here playing, so I should be able to get a cut of that, and if I can get a deal for name, image, and likeness, great. Well, it has become a recruiting tool now. It's become what college football, you know, used to have that underbelly of cheating, sliding payments to players to get them to come there. The great story about Eric Dickerson and how he, you know, ended up at SMU. All of these different stories that you hear. Well, now it's all in the wide open, and we just do them under collective and NIL deals. So Nick Saban was 100% correct when he said that Jimbo Fisher bought every player. When Jimbo Fisher said, I did nothing illegal, he was 100% correct. That's the problem. And that's why you find college athletics now at a real crossroads. What road are you going to go down? Because they're both right. He did buy all those players. And Jimbo's right. There was nothing illegal about it. Is that what we want to be? Is that what we're going to do? Is that how it's going to happen? And without any kind of regulation whatsoever. And some of these rules and laws are different from state to state. I mean, it's the wild, wild west. Literally, that's what it is in college football. So that is the interesting take on all this for me, is they're yelling about stuff, and they're both right. And that's the problem, actually.
Is this good, though, for college football?
No.
Not in any way? I mean, look, we're talking about college football in May. Like, if this was the NFL, we'd be like, look at that. NFL's making headlines in May. And I know NIL is a mess. I know all this stuff is a mess. But you're also creating rivalries, too. I mean, I got to tell you, are you home for the winter? Or are you staying down there for the winter? What are you doing?
The majority will be down there because Harper's in school.
I'll
be
October?
Back up enough.
All right, listen. Yeah. Just come home the weekend of October 8th. We're getting together because I want to watch this game. I want to see A&M game against Alabama, and I want to sit there with you and Menigan and Jeff. You're invited too. Meredith,
thanks,
you can come. You can come. The whole text chain can come. It'll be great. I mean, they made that game must-see TV, these two guys, right now in the middle in May.
Does not make a sport, though. Look at the kid from Pitt, the kid Jordan Acheson, the top wide receiver maybe
just
in the country.
He
won the Biletnikoff Award. Did all these wonderful things at Pitt, but guess what? There's whispers he can make more money somewhere else. So it's just free agency. And here's the thing: it's free agency without even having to have signed a contract with the team. I mean, it's one thing if you're in professional sports and you sign a contract and you're there for 4 years and then you're free, you become a free agent. In college football, you can become a free agent whenever you feel like it. And you look at the number of players that have put themselves and this is where it gets really ugly and people don't talk about it. The number of players that have put themselves in the portal and they burned the bridge from the school that they left and now they can't find a home. And now you've got all of these kids stuck in a portal out in purgatory, college football purgatory, where you can't go back to your old team and you don't have a new team. And that's what these young kids, maybe not with the best advisors, or maybe they're just because they're kids, they think the grass is always greener and they jump into this portal and now they're stuck. Or maybe they do end up at a good spot. But then it becomes who can pay you the most. So you're leaving your team not because you don't love your team and love your teammates. I can make more money over there. You're turning it into a quasi-professional league. And if that's the way you want your college sports, great. I don't. I think that is just going to continue to get uglier and uglier. Look how college basketball has been hurt by the one and done. There's no interest in college basketball until March. None. No one cares.
Yeah, you're right.
No one cares. No one knows who's even playing for your team. Imagine being a fan of Kentucky, and I know that they've, it's been not as smooth lately, but when they were going good, yeah, that's great. And we got a good team this year. I don't know anybody on it. And I know that they're all going to be gone next year, but awesome Kentucky basketball. It's just nameless, faceless. I don't know. I don't like it.
Well, how about that?
You're rooting for the uniform.
Yeah. Aditi Kikabala was on our morning show today from NFL Network. And she was talking about Pitt, I don't know if you were talking about the same one, but Pitt's wide receiver, Jordan Addison, who's going to USC. Right. And so, but the money there is crazy that he's going to make more money than the second round pick. I know we're talking about this, and it's like to me, it's just so mind boggling.
It is. And that's because there's no regulation. And so it's not about name, image, and likeness. See, here's the thing. How has USC benefited from Jordan Etchison going out there? They haven't made any money off him.
Nope.
There's no name, image, and likeness. They're paying him to come out there. They are. This is professional sports. And if you then want to turn it into, well, hey, let's make these employer-employee relationships – don't go down that road, because then all of a sudden these kids, you know, if that's the way they want to go and they all want to be paid and we want to have an employer-employee relationship, that's fine. But then when you get into those laws and those rules, now teams can fire you. You're an employee. Student anymore. You're out. Just you under, you know, your scholarship doesn't mean anything because, you know, you're an employee now. And, you know, we need to make moves in the program. You haven't really panned out, so see you later. You're jettisoned from the team, from the school, whatever it may be. So it's such a slippery slope. And you could see that when they kind of allowed the NIL and there was no real regulation, because obviously the NCAA, you know, has no spine, no backbone, and quite frankly, not a lot of credibility to be able to monitor all of this, that it was going to become what it's become. And pretty soon, you think that there were talk of super conferences before, you're going to have a super conference. That's it. I mean, because it's only the big boys are going to be able to play this game. And it's got a chance to really ruin what we all grew up loving about college football. And quite frankly, college athletics too, because when do the other sports get involved?
Yeah,
Where's our cut?
BA, I see it. I just see it in big-time college football. I just think the NCAA still works for all the other levels. But they're going to have to hone in.
Maybe not basketball.
All right, so maybe basketball. And you're going to have some rogue stuff happen with some other sports too. But I still feel like, you know, if you're going D2, you're going D3, that the NCAA works at those levels. It's maybe just me. We'll talk about it another day, though, because we're out of time. Have a great trip in Baltimore, my friend.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, boys. Talk soon. Have a great weekend.
You too. Brian Anderson, super friend of the show on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.